Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up?
I'm so happy you decided to join us today because the news we have today for you is some super juicy news.
Oh.
Now, we cannot begin to tell you all this juicy news until we say hello to the folks in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up?
Now, we all know Portia's out doing the mommy thing, but sitting in for Portia is the lovely Eva Marcille, who's always hanging out and having a good time. Let's see. Coming up in the show, I guess Madonna is in bed with some 25-year-old.
Oh, what else is new?
What else is new? Sounds juicy, doesn't it?
Yep.
Also, coming up, a reality star says he bedded about 500 different women.
Ooh.
Guesses? Well, we'll find out later.
Yeah.
Also, Chris Evans is getting very, very, very emotional. But first, Heidi, what do you have brewed over there? Because it smells like sourdough.
This may be the last time that Empire fans see Jussie Smollett's Jamal Lyon this season on Empire anyway. But his exit, I gotta say, was one for the books. Last night's episode, Jamal and his fiance, Kai Givens, got married. Now, this is being lauded. Aww. It's a pretty big deal because this is the first time in television history that two same-sex men, African-American men, got married on television. So obviously, no matter what happens to Jussie Smollett, this is an accomplishment to be proud of. That's pretty cool to be a part of that kind of history.
Yeah.
But even with that historic scene, it's still a question in the air, the fate of Jussie Smollett. Will he be back on Empire, or because of everything that went down?
Well, I heard that the other castmates are really upset, and they are lobbying and demanding that he return. But I say, I know that, you know, you're upset, but no reason to beat yourselves up about it.
Oh.
What?
Too soon, Frank.
So yeah. Does that mean it was confirmed that he's no longer going to be on there?
It's just kind of up in the air. Like, it was kind of one of those things where, like, it could be like a grand send-off to where, like, oh, man, Jamal's out in Hawaii living his best life, and they just reference him.
It would be a never-ending gay honeymoon.
A honeymoon, yeah. What do y'all think is going to happen? Like, boat accident.
The plane to Bora Bora
accident.
Will crash or something like that.
But they already have his one brother got diagnosed with terminal cancer. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So and then, he's dying. And like he's like, no. My heart
maybe,
is failing.
Maybe they'll have a miraculous recovery, though.
Lucius was about to die at the end of season one and the beginning of season two. And he like, oh, the doctor misdiagnosed me. Like,
right,
and then all of a sudden
he
was back.
Jussie's character will be a heart donor. And that's how he'll die. He'll be
a
heart donor.
And give it to his brother.
That would actually be pretty dope.
You should write for Empire. Great.
Well, if you want to get close to Jennifer Garner and be one of her BFFs, you got
to
follow these rules.
I would love to.
She has rules.
Okay.
The actress is on the cover of People's Beautiful Issue, and she opened up to reporters about, if you want to be her girlfriend, there's certain rules that you have to follow.
Okay.
Like, I do not believe friendship should or can come with guilt.
Agree.
Like a friend who says, you haven't called me or I saw you out with someone else, that is not part of the deal that breaks the girlfriend code.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cute.
I've had the same friends. I moved to LA 20 years ago. I've met these girls that long ago. They're all still in my life and they are low maintenance friends. Like, we cannot talk forever and then all of a sudden send a text and go, we all need to get together and miss my girls. And that's it. And we just pick up. It's oh, wait, whose number?
Right.
Who's this? I don't deal with high maintenance. If you're that way, I'll get rid of you.
So
I do.
Yeah.
Like
so
a true
petty.
Friend would understand your habits and how you operate.
Right.
Like, I don't have to talk to you every day. If I see you on social media and know you're alive and then, everything's still intact, we're good.
If you're going to be my friend, my rule is you have to drink.
That's fair.
Seriously. Why? I mean, if we're going to go out, I mean, I'm like, hey, let's get some beers. It's like, I stopped. Nothing against stopping drinking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why me and Eminem aren't friends anymore.
You know? Frank, don't hang with no quitters.
I will say this. Have you guys been in this situation? This is awful. When you sit down with somebody and you're like really gearing up, like I want a nice cold glass of Chardonnay or some cocktail, and they go, can I get an iced tea? And I'm like,
yeah. Well, that's me,
and
so sweetened
tea. But you at least let us order you a drink that if it didn't taste like alcohol, you would drink it.
Yeah. We did that.
At least you tried.
You at least tried. And then you send it back.
Yeah. Order it and sip it, but don't leave me hanging. Let me drink cocktail by myself. That is so
meanwhile, me and Brad, three drinks in. Like.
And I'm just looking at them.
Well, y'all, moving on. Kim Kardashian is not the only one with the porn video in her past becoming very political. Oh. Pam Anderson has also become a very serious person. The Baywatch star was at a gala this week, the Olympique Marseille fundraiser to support poverty-stricken children, and stormed out when organizers auctioned off a big-ticket item to benefit the Gothic Cathedral of Notre Dame, which, as you know, was recently burned in a big fire. The actress took to Twitter to share her frustration. She said, surely the children suffering in Marseille could have used the 100,000 euros more than the church that has already received over $1 billion in donations by billionaires.
Oh.
100,000 euros, by the way, is 112,000 in U.S. dollars.
Here's where I will say that is a little irritating. If I'm holding a fundraiser for poverty-stricken children. That's why we're here. Oh, now this item, no, this one's not for the kids. This one's for the church. You're like, no. We're not at a church fundraiser right now. We're raising money for these hungry kids. So right. I think even though she's a little irritating these days, I think I'm with her on this.
She's right on this way. Because even too, like, you know, a lot of people from the United States, like, pumped so much money into this church. And, right. like, people in Flint still don't really have water to
drink water.
Or bathe in.
Right.
But isn't the church more recognizable than these starving children?
But it's for the children. The event is
Gary.
Well, I mean, because people see the church. We don't see those children per se.
But well, you got to go like this, and then you see all the church and the steeple, and you open it up, and there's all the people. The hungry people.
But the church does things for people, for elderly, for children. I don't know. I'm just not standing in between the church at all. Because usually where there's church, there's God, and right. I don't want that fire.
So you can't just flip the script and the people that came That's for right. the main cause, now they're giving their money for the church. You being a con artist.
Everybody knows you fix the church, it's fish and bread for everybody. Come on, we know that, right?
That's all I'm saying.
All right, y'all, so the iconic material girl, a.k.a. Madonna, drops a new album called Madam X on June 14th. And last night, we also got a video for the single called Medellin, featuring Colombian singer Maluma. And Madonna sported a new look. Take a look.
Sipping my pain just like champagne. Found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive.
Show me.
For once, I didn't have to hide.
Did she just lick his bunion?
Yes, she did.
It was his toe.
She was sucking it. And if you hadn't told me that was a toe, I'd have been like, what?
Mm. Wow.
You know what? Like, Madonna may have some musical hiccups, but she will always get back on track and figure it out. Like, she don't sound like she's struggling
to
keep up.
She reinvents herself.
Yeah, but what is this? Madonna the pirate? Like a virgin. No, like, what is she doing?
60, at 60 years old, if you go in and get LASIK, you only do one eye at a time. So she probably just had LASIK. Done and you just
cataract
all that
surgery.
Yeah, you get the other cataract removed.
So musically, are y'all here for Madonna of the Caribbean or not?
I'm not mad at it. I can hear her playing at a party in the summer. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Getting back to sucking toes. Is anybody a toe sucker here? Like, you like that?
I'm not a toe sucker, but I went to college with a guy who had a crush on me, and he begged me to suck my toes, and I finally let him because I was like, well, whatever. And you know, normally do the little, like, little piggy went to the market, this little piggy. He didn't do the roast beef or the one that stayed home. He did
he sucked the big toe. One.
Like, and, like, rubbed my heel.
Ew. Oh.
Delicious.
Sucking feet is gross. There's a thing that you, like, can put on your feet to pull the toxins out. There's so much toxins that come on your feet.
If you're sucking the toxins out of somebody's foot,
you're sucking the hell out of that foot.
A real housewife gets online hate for asking for help from up above. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
Getting fit, staying healthy usually always sounds easier said than done, right? Open Fit is bringing you something new that makes it easier than ever. It's a brand new super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different. Open Fit gets that, which is why it's personalized to your needs with custom tailored original content. I love Open Fit because I can access it anywhere at any time, even in the middle of my really busy day. I usually use my tablet, but you also can get it on your computer, web-enabled TV, smartphone, and Roku. Open Fit has changed the way I work out, and with my code DISH, you can join me on my fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use my code DISH and start using Open Fit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, my viewers get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text DISH to 303030. You'll get full access to Open Fit and all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text DISH to 303030.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fans are telling Teresa Giudice, did I say it right? Teresa Giudice to save it, honey. The reality star is defending herself against accusations of racism for trying to stop the deportation of her husband, Joe Giudice, who's currently being held in an immigration facility after serving 41 months in prison for fraud via petition. Okay, so Teresa posted a throwback photo of her and Joe with their three daughters with the caption, "Please help our family by signing this petition. The bond and closeness I have with my father, I hope and pray my girls have with Joe. Love to you all." So then a fan responded and said, "Where was that energy for the Mexican families that Trump, who you supported, separated, okay? Not only your family matters, Teresa, right?" So then Teresa responded and said, "I never said that. All families matter." So what do y'all think? Was she out of pocket for, like, asking for help and prayer from people?
Not at all, because here's the thing. A lot of times, like, you know, even though people are going to be mad and be like, how come you didn't support the Mexican families? Sometimes you don't care about something until it affects you.
And so now she's realizing, like, oh, you too are just like those Latino families and the Mexicans and those in South America that have to go back.
Well, I think in the back of her mind, I thought she said he was only going to deport Mexicans, not Italians.
That's the problem.
Okay. All the yans. Africans, Colombians, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans. Anyway, switching gears, everybody has their own rules to holy matrimony, but this one threw everybody for a loop. Now, last night on The Real Housewives in New York City, cast member Ramona Singer was hit with a pop-up visit from her ex-husband, Mario Singer, not to be confused with the singer Mario. And a new marriage rule got proposed. Check this out. So Mario said, "I have a new rule. There should be a renewable contract. You get married, and every 7 years or so, you say, are we going to renew the contract of marriage? I think it's a good idea."
Oh, that's cute, though.
This is the deal, and I'm going to keep it real because I follow Ramona. Now, Ramona and Mario were married, and then they ended up divorcing. And I think Mario want that old thing back.
Oh, so that's what it is. So that's why he...
Yes.
Oh, he want to get back.
Yes. But the thing is that Ramona don't want him back.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you have to use that on his next wife, because apparently the ship has already sailed.
Yes, it has.
Anyway, y'all, one of the stars of MTV's Jersey Shore, Vinny G, stopped by the Boomer and Geo radio show, and his interview got real dirty. Dirty mouth, clean it up. But if you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying? He made a shocking confession about his sex life. Y'all, listen to this.
It's one of the questions that the girls ask you that you were dating on Double Shot of Love. How many women have you been with? Because of who you are, reality star, living in a house, like, this guy's probably, I mean, his number's got to be like Wilt Chamberlain-like.
Their body count?
Yeah.
Nah, I've never been asked that by a woman.
Really?
Nah.
Well, we'll ask it here then.
How much time do we have?
are we over 100?
Oh, yeah.
Are we over 200?
Probably.
Are we over 500?
Probably. I have no idea. I feel disgusting right now. It's been 10 years. I've had a good time.
I think you've had a really good time.
Are we over 1,000?
To connect with anybody.
1,000?
I don't know.
It could be 1,000.
I could be.
Am I the only one that is, like, utterly shocked and appalled and disgusted? That is nasty.
That is nasty, but most athletes can compare to that number or
no,
go higher.
There's not enough days in the year to have 1,000 people that you've had sex with. Are you kidding me?
No, but see, you're thinking about this as a logical woman. Like, him and the rest of the dudes on that show, it was like
they
the brotherhood
care.
Of traveling penis.
They don't care.
Every city they went to, there was, like, drunk girls
lined
waiting.
Up.
A man can't have that damn many erections a day.
There's something wrong with
something
Joe Peter Jeter.
Shit,
like, that's not true, okay?
Up next, honey, we'll tell you what made Chris Davis, a.k.a. Mr. Captain America, cried like a baby. Now, you don't want to miss this tea right after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, the end is here. Marvel's Avengers Endgame is finally premiering, and this movie is the 22nd film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the last of the Avengers saga. That's for all my nerds out there. I love it. And as the Avengers saga comes to an end, one of the stars, Captain America himself, Chris Evans, recently revealed on stage in front of the movie's cast how emotional it was to watch the final movie. Chris said this: "I have a lot of my friends and family here tonight, and a lot of them are right up here. We have this bond that transcends what we do for a living. I cry like 6 times tonight." Now, as a person who's had the opportunity to see the movie early, you can feel a certain way about it. And especially if you're Chris Evans, just imagine your next movie may not pay as much as Captain America, Avengers, or any other thing that he's been in recently has done. And then you've been with these people for 10 years.
Yeah. Mm. I think it's the history about it more than anything, because, I mean, these people, they're going to make a lot of money making their movies. But it's like you become a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like us here.
Well, you're my stepsister.
We don't say step in this house, honey.
Okay,
family. So, Brett, I mean, you know, you're pretty strong, but would you cry if the gang broke up?
Sure.
She may be crying soon, so you just never know.
Oh, ooh. Gary. Ooh,
where you going?
Oh.
Now, the HBO show Big Little Lies pulled off a major move by getting Meryl Streep to join the cast for its second season, premiering June 9th. Now, I mean, Meryl is a legend, is considered to be one of the best actresses of our time. So how do we think the other ladies from the cast let Meryl know she was welcomed into the fold? By adding Meryl to the cast group chat, y'all. Can you... I know. Can you imagine being in a text chat with Meryl, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley, Laura Dern, and Zoe Kravitz? What would you say to her?
Oh, my God. I would be so excited. First of all, the show is absolutely amazing. And then to get Meryl Streep to join it, it's going to make it even better. Like, I would definitely, I would start a new chat, and I would head it, Meryl's Angels.
Yeah. Okay, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
And yes, I have something a little classy for you all today. If you or your girl is in need of a little bling, the Pacific Pearls pendant necklace will give her the sparkle, darling, she's looking for. Bump, bump, bump. Anyway, this beautiful necklace is the perfect Mother's Day gift, and it has a lustrous white pearl ensconced in a diamond-encrusted 18-karat gold-filled pendant, darling.
This looks real exclusive. Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Well, girl, it is. And each pendant is encrusted with cultured diamonds that surround the pearl. It is beautiful.
Girl, did you say diamonds, honey? Because, you know, diamonds are my best friend.
Oh, we know, Gary. So check this out. It's a beautiful necklace, and it's available in yellow, white, and rose gold. And it's the perfect accessory to dress up any outfit.
Yo, Brad, the fellas is blowing me up. Everybody want to know how much this costs.
Y'all ain't ready for this one. It's usually $550, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Whoa. Whoa.
Just go to MoniqueTech.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, honey, you won't believe who got the paws put on them in a major way. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. Well, it looks like this Easter Bunny may be hopping around behind bars due to an outstanding warrant in New Jersey. Now, for those who missed it, footage from last Sunday of a man dressed in an Easter Bunny outfit defending a woman during a brawl outside a Florida bar went viral when it was posted to Instagram. And now, according to reports, the man whose name is Antoine McDonald is wanted due to his past arrest in New Jersey. Now, police claim this is exactly what they needed to help track down the runaway bunny. Hashtag Thugs Bunny. Take a look.
He hit that. He spit on you. He spit on you.
Easter Bunny, chill. I got it on, bro. Your boy got it on, bro.
Hey, Easter Bunny, yo.
He was shaking.
Bugs Bunny got hands.
That is funny. That man on the ground was real drunk.
So was he fighting the woman and then Easter Bunny just saved her, or what was it?
Yeah.
It sounded like he spit on her. It sounded like the guy with no shoes spit on the woman then started fighting him, and then the Easter Bunny cold-cocked the guy with no shoes.
Wow, you're good. I didn't see none of that. But I like how the bunny was backing up, like, yeah, what's up?
Yo, he still had hop. You know?
They made him get out that costume, honey. They found out who the Easter Bunny really was.
Right.
I'd have been running down the street, Bugs Bunny, trying to get to my car.
That's okay. All folks. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.